It's always good to talk to all of our former athletes and, of course, the ones that graduated from McCook High as well. And this guy is a head golf coach at Neely Oakdale Schools. They got a big district meet coming up here on Monday, trying to punch their ticket for a state tournament. The one and only Coach Mac Allspaugh. Mac, long time no talk. Hopefully things going well. Family's doing good. You're loving life and probably really loving it. It's the end of the school year now.
Yeah, we're punching a few days left in the school day, so it's a joy.
Has it been a fast year, you think, in all your coaching and teaching duties, or has it kind of slowed down a little bit?
You know, it's my first year at Neely, and the first year always seems hectic, just getting used to everything, getting curriculum ready, meeting new kids, all that good stuff. So it gets hectic, it goes by fast, but it's a thrill. It's a thrill.
And you got a pretty good golf team this year, a team, I've been kind of looking at all the past tournaments, a team that's really kind of coming on right now, aren't they?
Yeah, we got a young squad, but we got a lot of experience. They've qualified for state last year. We've played in some really difficult tournaments. We've played against some really, really good teams and played some tough courses. And, you know, right now we just had our triangular yesterday, and our top five came out pretty on top. It was really nice to see that.
Yeah, you're a state tournament. Actually, it's been a state tournament team in the last couple of years, I do believe, haven't they?
Yeah, they've had some really good players. They had a placer last year, and we missed him this year. He tore his ACL right after state wrestling.
Looking from last year to this year, I do believe there's like three or four returnees back from that state tournament team from last year.
Yeah, and they were young, very young. We were supposed to have two seniors, but we have one senior coming back, and we had three freshmen there last year.
Logan Lichtenberg is he our number one guy right now?
He's the guy right now. He's our consistent guy. He's there. He's not shooting too high. We're still trying to find that low number for him, but he's really consistent for us and really just a great ball striker.
But there are two others, Andrew and also Wyatt. I know I'm going to butcher their last names, but those two are returnees back, I think, from last year as well, aren't they?
Yep. Andrew Henry's a senior. He's our glue guy. That's what he is. He's there for moral support for the team. He's really consistent when he shoots. Not going anything crazy low, but he's definitely somebody that we can lean on. And Wyatt Coinsen has just made leaps and bounds from last year. I got the opportunity to give him some lessons last year, and then now it's just, you know, we're taking 20 strokes off our scores from last year.
You're in the D3 district at Ainsworth. That's where you're going to be on Monday. Have you had a chance to be on that course for any type of regular season meet before you get ready for the district?
We don't go out there. I've scheduled a practice round, and you know, with timing, with everything, with the weather, we're looking at some storms on Sunday. So, hoping and praying that everything works out. But we haven't been up there. But they did have districts there last year, so most of these kids have seen the course before.
That's good. Being familiar, as you know, as a golfer, high school golfer, and a college golfer, and everything. Boy, if you're familiar with the course, it just helps you a lot more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just improves. You know, the confidence. Knowing where to hit the ball, knowing what's going to happen, just helps out tenfold.
So the other, there's a lot of teams. I mean, there's quite a few. Who are the others that will, top three go to the state meet? You got to be top three. Who are others you think are going to be in the thick of things coming up on Monday?
North Central is a really good team this year. Every time we've seen them, they're competing for, winning the meet, second place, third place. They've got a couple really, really solid golfers. CWC, Chambers Wheeler Central, they'll be one to contend with. We've again played with them, good handful of tournaments, really solid group. They've only got four players and they are all really consistent, and so those will be a good squad. Ainsworth always has a chance being the home team, and we haven't seen a whole lot of anybody else. I've got some connections with some people from High Plains, said that Central Valley's not a bad squad either. And so, you know, it'll be a fight for second and third, that's for sure.
What type of score you think is going to have to win it on Monday?
You know, I think North Central come in depending on weather, how the wind's going to go, a 335 would be a really good score. Mm-hmm. I think that might take it. I think anything under 360, you know, hopefully gets us to state, but it just kind of depends on who shows up.
And of course, the top three go on to Quail Run. You guys were that this team. A lot of these guys were there last year. They would love to punch that ticket for another chance to get back there again this year.
Yeah, it would be awesome. I've never played there, haven't seen the course, so those kids kind of have an edge up on that. But we'll be out there as often as we can be, hopefully in the next week.
What about the rest of your school year, coaching, teaching duties at Neely Oakdale? Did things change when you made the move over to the school?
Yeah, at O'Neill, I was just Algebra 1 and Geometry. Moving down here to Neely, I got Algebra 1, Geometry, and some Algebra 2. I only coached golf this year, but I have the delight of going back to basketball. I'll be the assistant girls coach next year, and I will be coaching the junior high basketball teams as well.
Wow, they really will keep you busy in the winter months, won't they?
Yeah, we added some on. It was just a pile on at the end of the year, and you know, I'm excited for it. It not being able to coach basketball this year was pretty tough, so I'm just glad to get back.
And the rest of the family's doing well?
Yeah, we got two little guys. One he's going to be first grader next year, and we got preschool starting up next year with our youngest. And they're just keeping us on our toes, that's for sure.
And I'm sure those guys have their own set of golf clubs, and they go out with Dad whenever he goes out as much as possible, correct?
Oh, we've been golfing since they could start walking, we were golfing.
And also they have a basketball in their hand as well.
We've got a basketball in the hand. Yeah, we just got our first outdoor hoop this year. And so, we've been hammering the golf clubs and shooting hoops all the time.
Well, that's terrific, Max. Sounds like things going well. This school system rolled out the red carpet for you, and you like being around there.
Yeah, it's awesome being the town that you live in, and being able to have the support with people around. And you know, we got a lot of parents here that really want some success in the sports, and so it's really good to see the kids follow through with that as well.